Mountain Dew Kickstart combines the bold taste of Mountain Dew with juice and just the right amount of kick to start your day. Available in 9 flavors, Mountain Dew Kickstart. It all starts with a kick. Kickstart your day.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Tuesday. It is the Morning Sickness. It's 5:45. I'm John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. Creepy, he's back. And there's Big Dick Toledo. Welcome back, Eric. It's,
Oh, F-U-N fun, John, is what it is.
You're putting the fun in, I don't know what. It's awful.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Thanks. Well, is everything better?
Yeah, we're getting a little better for a while, anyway.
Eric sent me a couple videos the other day and said, this is my life, and it was his mom just not doing well. And,
oh, she was a zombie.
Yeah, she was.
She's my zombie mom.
Not smoking a cigarette, but going through all the motions of smoking a cigarette.
Yes.
It's just so.
Yeah, it was
air
weird.
Cig.
Yeah, it's no fun. It's no fun.
You look into her eyes, and it's like nothing.
No one's home.
Yeah.
So she's listening right now. She has no concept of this.
She's not listening. No, she's, what happens is, I had no idea. I guess the cancer's probably spread to her brain. You get into this zoned out. It's like an old woman with dementia.
Yeah.
You know, they're just not home. Yeah. And so she was in it all weekend. And then yesterday, miraculously, she's back again.
Yeah.
It's like, hello, lady.
Yeah. Did she recognize you during those zombie times?
No, she doesn't remember a thing.
Doesn't know who you are at all?
Well, yeah, so she hard. Couldn't. Yeah, my
it's
daughter.
Just like a couple of days. We're just wiped out. For
wiped
her.
Out, yeah. And, she didn't know my daughter's name, didn't know 1+1. Wow. Couldn't figure anything out. I had to walk her around the house, because I didn't want her to fall and run into stuff. And she was talking like it was the Brady Report or something. It was complete gibberish.
How do you deal with it?
Come down and read it.
What?
How do you deal with it with your daughter?
Well, she was freaked out.
Man, I can imagine.
You got a zombie in the house. That's, kids don't take to that real easy. But, oh, that's terrible. Terrible. I'm glad she's back. I remember the first time I saw my grandfather after years of Alzheimer's. And that was just like you described, that look in their eyes like, that's not even a person.
Yeah.
They're gone. Like, there's nobody there. And it's strange. Well, nobody needs to deal with it. Unfortunately, we all kind of deal with it for the most part.
Well, I saw some things, though, John.
Oh, no.
She had a T-shirt on backwards.
The mama bits.
A V-neck. So I go into her bedroom.
Mama bits.
Clothes everywhere. V-neck backwards. Tight. Lisa... Perfect timing. Just walked out the door to go to the store. And so I have to change her.
Oh.
Sure. You saw mom a bit.
So I'm like, mom, here, can you put this on, this nightgown here? Put this on. Can't do it. Can't figure it out. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I have to do this, don't I?
No. No, so, you don't have to. Don't.
So I saw all of it. And then, she forgot her diaper. So she goes into the bathroom.
Come on, man.
And I'm like, mom, you got to put your diaper on. I walk in there. V's out, flying out at me.
Oh, come on.
Jesus Christ. All in a span
the
of 10 minutes.
Of life. Well, where you come from is one of the last things you're going to remember. Sam.
Oh, my God, John.
Did you rub one out last night?
How'd it look? How'd
no.
it look?
Oh,
how'd
no.
it look?
Had to.
Actually, I just I did heroin.
Yeah, I would have done tons of it.
I would have, too.
First things first, you take that nightgown, and you're like, we don't need this anymore. Oh man!
You're like, how can I blank one day out of my life?
Oh, how do I get?
How'd you do it?
How do I get what she gets? Yikes! Well,
I need that Thanos snap.
Yeah, immediately.
Man.
Just delete, Control Alt Delete.
So we've decided to hire a bunch of nurses to follow around.
Because you can't see that multiple times. That's just something you can't see. No. You don't want to see Mama V.
I told Lisa I will spend every dollar we have.
Yeah, all of it.
Not to go back to
sell
Titanic.
The house. Yeah, you can't see that twice.
Yeah, selling houses.
Yeah. First time is an accident. You're like, I just saw Mama V. I'm going to go smash my head through a plate glass window real quick. Maybe if I live through that, then it'll be all right.
But you can't go back in. You got the goat from your mom.
You can't go back in. Because it's a possibility, and Mama V flying around is, no. It's like walking towards an active shooter. You just know it's bad. Well, I'm sorry you're dealing with it, but I'm mostly sorry that you had to see that.
Yeah, you don't...
You don't forget it.
Yeah, dude.
No. That's the bad thing about the horrors of aging and stuff. And your mom's going through so much, and it's awful. But, the real tragedy in all this is what the family remembers last. You know? Because my dad's... One of his lasting memories of his father is a man covered in feces laying on his side, unable to move. And he's like, awful. That's just the last thing I remember. I remember having like watching his pride disappear as I cleaned him, is what he always says. And it's just, I'll never, and it scares my dad to death. I'll never have that happen again.
And she, when she snapped out of it, and they told us she'll go probably go back into that state.
Sure.
That might be the end, you know?
Ugh.
But she snapped out of it. She's like, I never thought that it would come to this or end this way. And I was like, nobody does.
Nobody. Nobody
knows
how
it's going to end. Walk outside, get hit by a bus. I don't know. Like,
well, it might be better. That might be better.
Might
I say
be.
That about my buddy Kevin who got hit by a cab. I'm like, you know what? And I look at the world, and Kevin was probably 45, I think 44. And I hate him being gone and all that, but I think to myself as I look around, I'm like, Kevin might have checked out right on time in the proper way. Yeah. Sure, there was a few seconds of just absolute misery, but
maybe that's the better way.
Quick and simple.
I mean, you're
drunk.
I was thinking about your plan the whole time.
Oh, my plan's gold, man.
John's plan's looking a lot better.
Is. Cash out.
I used to give you crap for like, that's pretty early.
It's right. It's early, but it's a guarantee that you're not going to stumble into some doctor's office and have them give you false hope for another 8 years. So you can start walking into walls. Yeah, man, I'm going to adopt like a Polynesian kid, make him love me, and then he's going to be my wiper and just see the misery of Papa Dick before I go.
Daddy John, no, Daddy John, no, sit down, put your dick away, Daddy John.
Those are the last words I'm going to remember.
John, we've talked about
Daddy
this.
Daddy John, no, sit down, please, sit down. Baresh, Daddy Nick. I know, Daddy John's. Oh, it's so pathetic, so sad.
It's a good plan, because what are you going to do if it hits you before you get to,
right?
You know, do your thing of spending all your money and all that stuff?
But no.
What if you get hit with some horrible thing?
Selfish broad that sits in my house wants this whole, you know,
well, I can't have that. I'd only be 52.
Oh, it's all about you. 60. 60, and I got to figure I've got enough backed up that's going to last 7 or 8 years.
Oh, yeah.
To live a quality life.
The life that you want to live.
Yeah, and we'll be good. I mean, at least 6 or 7 years of going high on the hog. And
are
then,
you going to check out before mom and dad? Or are you?
What are you talking about, Willis?
Your mom and dad.
Why would I do that? I mean, if they're still hanging around.
That's what I'm saying. If you're 60 and they're still around, but your plan is to go.
If they're not gone, that's their problem.
Yeah, that's it. What are they? Hey, look, just because they're stragglers. In 13 years, my dad will be like 85. My mom will be 81 or so.
He doesn't want to be around.
That's their problem.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
They'll be like, John,
if they want to live to 120, that's up to them.
Right, yeah. Hey, go for it, Green Mile. I'm out.
Do you have one last celebration with them like Brady?
I'm going to be running a gym in heaven. Like, this dude is in shape. All these decrepit old relatives hanging around. Oh, we lasted until we were 1,000.
Not me.
I got out at like 66 on my own terms. I look at that Bill Haywood, that former radio person, and they always say it was a tragedy. And I'm like, no, it wasn't. Bill was out of money.
He went out on his own terms?
Yeah, he was out of money.
Didn't he get diagnosed with something?
His wife supposedly did, but he just went up to a Haywood Suites. We call it Haywood Suites, Homewood Suites, and he, that's enough of us, isn't it, don't you think? You're sick, and I don't have any money left, so bye. And I admire that, instead of hanging around begging for stuff.
It's a ballsy move.
It's not. It's, hey, look, you got some guts. Left a note, which is nice.
Well, she was okay with it. I don't remember that specific thing.
We'll never know.
Yeah, I mean, like, is it a murder suicide or was it?
Was just a Romeo and Juliet type thing? I don't know.
We're going out at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, she's on the same page with you.
Look, she went to the Homewood Suites with him. I can't imagine that was like a staycation. It's a businessman's hotel.
Man.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
Megan's not in on that with you, is she?
To kill Bill Haywood?
No.
I mean, we'll do it.
Go out together, you and Megan.
No.
She's too
young. But she's not going to have any money left because I'm going to spend it all. And then then I'm going to max out all the cards.
You won't leave her anything?
No, that's
for
the
her
plan.
Next guy?
The next guy will just pick up. Winston can have at that.
Yeah. Reggie?
Yeah. Winston, by the way, Winston's a few years younger than me. But as he'll tell you that, you know, black guys don't live as long.
Oh, that's
true.
Yeah.
So his plan would have to start even sooner. So... That's not my problem either. Look, it's not about race. It's about maxing out your cards, and then you got nothing in the bank. You've spent everything, and then you try to charge you, and then you have your Toledo day, where you go and try to just get a sandwich, and they're like, "Sorry, denied." And I'm like, "This is it. Today's the day.
It's time.
Today's the magic day." I'm not doing this to myself.
My mom pretty much did that. I found out yesterday. I go, "All right, let's just. All right, we're gonna sell your car. Let's get rid of that. Well, it's already, I already got rid of it. What are you talking about? Oh, title loan?
Oh, no.
$2,000? You get $2,000 for that thing?
Yeah, but she owes $7,000 minimum.
Yeah, I told her,
minimum.
I was like, you could stop paying that now. You know, yeah, let him have the car.
Yeah, and get rid of her phone, because that's going to be ringing off the hook yeah, after yeah. she stops paying those yeah. title loan people.
That's her one bill, is her yeah. phone.
Actually, keep her phone, and when she's in that state, let her answer the phone.
Yeah, and talk to title loans.
I should see what happens.
Yeah, yeah, talk to the title loan.
Because the title loan people will love that conversation.
Because there won't be anything better than...
Rodney!
Hi. This is James from Title Loan.
Is Rodney there?
No, he's not.
I called
I'll
you.
Call back later.
What?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Finally, they might give up.
Every time I call her, she acts like she called me. We're not trained for this.
The woman's she's been paying it on time, though. Probably the one bill she's only paid on time in her whole life. And
the title on Facebook, they'll kill you. They
yeah,
will kill you.
Yeah, what are you doing?
It's in there. It says it. You came to Tohono O'odham Nation. We will kill you if you don't pay us. By the way, a percentage is 99% interest. Yeah, so, well, that stinks. I'm sorry you're dealing with that. That is no fun. The
jeez,
mama bee's the worst.
Toledo's just rubbed it in because he doesn't have parents. I feel yeah. for you, man. Yeah. Wow.
It's true.
You don't have to deal with this with your dad.
You'll never have to deal with this. Mama bee, maybe.
Eesh.
But dad, right out. So you got 50% of the problems.
Yeah.
All us dad havers have.
Yeah, you have better odds.
If only
you
get rid
alive.
Of that mommy, or you're on easy street.
You have a stepdad, right? She's with somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Good.
Yeah, but you don't have to ever wipe a stepdad. He's got
no.
kids of his own, right?
No, he wouldn't Megan. Expect me to. He doesn't have any kids of his own, no.
Oh, he doesn't?
Mm-mm.
Mm.
That's what Alex is for.
That's right. And he's not going to love him that much.
Oh, he does.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
To wipe him?
Alex?
Wipe love's a different love.
Maybe.
It is.
Wipe love's a different love.
It's still young right now, so yeah. there's a lot of pride there.
I love all my dogs, and they'll occasionally have accidents, and you'll yeah. gladly do that, but for people, I don't think I love them that much.
Would you wipe Torp or Bunny, Brady?
Sure.
Yeah?
Of course he would. Why sure. would you even ask that?
I'll do it even if they're healthy.
I am.
Yeah. Brady, daddy needs wipes. Wipes for daddy.
On my way. I'm taking a plane.
If there's
daddy,
no other option.
Yeah.
I was throwing her.
I mean, like in the situation that you're in, it's yeah. got to be done.
There's an option.
That's why I'm hiring nurses.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're almost to that point.
But it took that one particular time. Like,
yeah.
okay.
That's it. Well, anyway. Uplifting Tuesday morning start there.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, that's all right. No, it's realistic stuff. And is it weird, though? I know this sounds cold and stuff, but, you know, having been through two dogs, you know, I wouldn't allow them to do this. I would not allow my dogs with cancer
I know, it's funny when
to
you
go
think
through
about
this. I just absolutely wouldn't allow it. And it was they got so sick that they were weak, and you could see their eyes were kind of blank, and you're like, you know what? This is the kindest thing I can do. It's the most love I can show, not wiping its ass. Most love I can show is to say, I'm going to stop your misery because it's not going the other way, ever. We know the direction this heads. We won't do that for people.
Could you bring yourself to doing
it? Yes.
You could? You could, like, kill your dad or mom?
Yes, very quickly.
I'd rather have the Kevorkian service.
Well, yeah, you need somebody
absolutely.
Else to
I'd
do it.
I'd be in the room
I'd,
for
I'd
it.
I'd move
I could
to
do
Oregon
it.
To do that.
I think I could do
you
that.
You could do it. Yourself.
Well, I mean, if they give you the stuff, and they—I mean, I don't want to be the guy who puts the thing in the wrong.
Eric's talking
spot.
About pillow,
or however.
Oh, like murder them,
yeah,
or just have the euthanasia.
Yeah, maybe you can't. Do that.
I thought
I
you're talking,
might be able. To.
I thought you were talking about. Could you call that shot? I'm like, I could call that shot okay. in a heartbeat. Could I strangle my dad to death?
Yeah, that's what I thought you were
sick?
Asking.
No, I couldn't do that.
Do yeah.
no, I couldn't crush his trachea.
That's you know that's more exciting. Yeah.
While
even
he's
if he wants it,
while he's sitting on
even if he wants you,
while he's sitting on the couch faking a cigar. Talking about everybody loves Raymond. I'm like, I'm going to crush his trachea right now. I couldn't do that. The pillow over the face, I mean, he'd have to be begging for it.
Still.
I could do it.
I don't know, man.
I
couldn't do it to my mom. I think my dad and that never-ending pride thing. And I think that would mean something to him.
It's a little easier guy to guy.
I think
mom
it
is tough.
Yeah, mom's too hard. I think my dad would be like, do this for me. Like he'd have to ask though. I couldn't make the call. Like he probably would want me to murder him. Patricide.
You make the call.
Yeah. IBM presents. You make the call. Your dad just himself. He's begging for you to die, but state law says you can't do it. What do you do? You make the call. Here at IBM, we make all sorts of different decisions every day. All right. Have you made your decision? Killing your dad was the right call.
Holmberg decided to take the pillow.
Holmberg took the pillow and then short seconds later was fatherless.
Congratulations, you made the call.
You made the call. The film strip.
Fantastic finishes. Yeah.
Alcoa presents fantastic finishes.
Here we see.
I'm always in film strip mode for those. I don't know why.
Decided to back the car over him. Yeah.
The sister says, don't do it, but you know what's right. So you zig and you zag right around your big fat sister and pillow your dad. That's the end of him and the beginning of another fantastic finish. We should be allowed to do it. I don't think I could make the call for the pillow, but if somebody said, is it time to put him down? I could watch a healthcare physician needle up and go and be in the room with him and stuff. It's a gift we give our animals. And it really, truly is the ultimate gift we give animals. And so we don't do it for each other.
Take the pillow out of the conversation. Could you do the syringe?
Could I do the injection? Yeah, the only reason I wouldn't do it, it's something called infiltration scares me now because my friend.
Infiltration?
Fred, yeah, if you miss the vein and it goes into the skin, it can cause a bigger problem. So I don't know what I'm doing with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you got to have a professional. You need professional help.
I mean, my buddy Fred, who's 91, went into the hospital just for some pneumonia.
Is that where you learned about that?
Yeah, and they missed the vein in his arm. And the medicine they were shooting in there for his pneumonia was going right into his arm. It swelled up like a football because no one checked on him. Lawsuit. And then he had to have skin grafts because it rotted his skin from the inside out in his arm. Fun. So they had to take his leg, and 91-year-old man, and rip a bunch of skin off, put it on his arm. And he went in there because he was breathing funny, and he's been in the hospital almost all summer, but he's doing great, which is good news. The man is unbreakable.
The stats on that when you talk about lawsuit.
Oh.
Because the caretaking, you know, it's like 8-1, patients to one, or so you can't get a check.
A doctor friend of mine.
Most of the time they say you better hope that you have family, you know, like if you're out of state.
Sure.
Because you need someone checking in on them. They say it's like 80%.
But with the medicine they have, it's a requirement to check in every like 5 to 10 minutes, especially the guy his age, because this stuff is poison.
And it doesn't happen.
And they didn't do it all night, which is complete negligence, and they know it. But even still.
My mom has been on hospice, and I don't think I understood what that meant until I've gotten into it. It's more like I thought it was like, all right, now they'll take care of everything.
No,
here's a box of pills.
Yeah.
And if you need help, call us, and we'll give you some advice. That's basically hospice.
Pain management.
It's a helpline?
Yeah.
Basically, and they'll come over and console you.
Yeah.
They send a CNA maybe to watch her take a shower for like 10 minutes and leave. So basically—
They give you 10-minute breaks.
Yeah, I'm doing—
Man.
I didn't realize this, right? I'm like, okay, I called them, and I'm like, all right, she's gone. She's not here anymore. I thought, all right, somebody's going to come, take her away.
Right.
And
put her in a room.
Yeah, this might be it. But no. She's not bad enough yet. She has to be verged, you know, like shortness of breath, almost dead before they'll come
get
her.
So her vitals are still way too strong.
Yeah. And I'm like, really?
So you got to have a vacation set for Lisa and Kaylin at the drop of a hat. Because if that happens, you got to get them out of the house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So a hospice worker shows up and says that her vitals are strong, blood pressure's good. She is
too strong.
Experiencing a little dementia. And by the way, your mother's pussy's out right back. I'm leaving.
See you later.
That's for you to see.
Wait a minute. I paid for you.
That's for you to see. That's the scarring horrors of every child has to see.
You're at this level. You need to be at this level for us to take care of mama.
Next step is you're going to be in the room and something's going to fall out of that thing. And you're going to see that. That's what love looks like.
I kind of lost it on them.
Yeah.
There. I'm like, really? She's not. This isn't bad enough?
This isn't
what are you
bad?
Talking about?
Hey, I trust her to drive. call us when you've got a real emergency.
They're trained for that call, for you to be angry at them, but they're not trained for to deal with the situation directly.
It was frustrating.
And their place is probably packed.
What place?
The hospice.
Like well, they have. You know, there's, that's what the,
there's a place.
See, that's the problem. They have beds. And that's why they – I guess you have to wait till they're almost dead.
They got
a
triage to say, okay, this one's worse.
Yeah, they can't have campers, for God's sakes. They got to get you in and out in a couple weeks. I've seen it with Megan's grandma, and it was actually very peaceful and nice, but it was basically like she's done. So they laid her down and gave her ice chips until she died. No medicine, no nothing. It's just like, see ya.
She's not taking food.
Right.
What? More giving her food. That was the worst part. It's like she's not swallowing properly. And it's tough, but it was that's the closest thing to euthanasia I've seen, which and it was nice. It was a nice thing. It was like, okay, this is a peaceful, good thing to have happen. Man, it stinks. We should just
You're
be
right.
Able to,
we give more dignity to our pets and death.
A ton more. A ton more.
You know what they told me? So they come over and they go, all right, if this happens again, if she falls into the state again, just sedate her.
Okay.
I'm like, you want me to do
again,
what?
Again, I'm not qualified for this.
Just give her a bunch of Ativan.
So in that in that box of pills, you just have to up the dose?
Yeah, so we go from 2 to 4.
Wow.
And we knock her ass out. Yeah.
Man.
You want to really sedate her, give her 8 or 9 of those.
I'm like.
And then.
Exactly. How,
we'll be back.
How many steps are you
what
from?
If I do that?
Then we'll be back. You know what I'm saying? Winky wink.
In a windowless van.
Until then, late. Oh, thanks, guys.
That's, wait, wait.
Yeah.
Did he just say kill your mom? I
want to be clear on what I just heard.
Here's a photograph of Michael Jackson. You know how his story ended, right? Michael Jackson. Do you know that story? You have a lot of pills in the house. Are you saying are you saying what I think you're saying? I'm saying I'm a big Michael Jackson fan.
Here's some milk. Just give this milk.
Looks a little runny. Here's some milk. Like Michael Jackson drank. Why do you keep bringing that up? Because Michael Jackson fan. Here's a picture of him.
Wink, wink.
You know what I'm saying?
They didn't say I had to, though. It was an option. If I wanted to sedate her, I can.
Guys, I lost both of my parents by the time I was 24. And I will say there is a freedom in the feeling of not having to wipe asses to watch each of them get old and die.
It makes us all wish our parents were killed in a car accident. At an early age, like him. This really does. Seriously.
Another one, John.
Terrible tragedy, but at the same time, it's like poopy butt.
Another one.
I can't decide what's better.
John, I've talked about this. This is when I load up the Jeep with my mom and dad, and we go white water rafting.
Yeah, we do a thing. Or you do like some jackasses do and say, well, this dog is naturally wild, so just leave him in the desert. Do that to your parents as well.
Drop him off.
Because we were naturally wild at one point, too.
115 now.
We were once... outdoorsy. Some guy left his German Shepherd out. Well, it was a wild animal. No, it was.
He's always heard that story about how they walk off.
They'll figure it out and become beasts of the outdoors. Like, that's no. Usually they dig a hole and die or wait for you by the side of the road because they're not equipped for that. And the same argument applies then for your parents because they were once outdoorsy too.
Guys, you are absolutely right. We should be able to put our loved ones out. Oh, yeah. Signed OJ.
Yeah.
God.
Hello, Twitter fans. You got a mother or father that looks bad? I'm here to help. Call OJ. Hospice OJ. Okay.
Oh, man.
Because everybody needs a little OJ.
Hospice OJ.
He's there to comfort you in the end.
At Blades, we take the best care. Hacienda Blades.
5-star on Yelp.
I've combined with Hacienda
incredible.
Healthcare. OJ and Hacienda Healthcare.
They've always got a bed.
We'll take care of it. We need an opening.
Incoming means outgoing. Well, it sucks, but it's part of what we're doing here. And yuck. Yuck to all of it. And Mama V is something no son should ever see. Regular. Yikes. And by the way, speaking of misery, half of you are sitting there on the freeway right now wondering what the hell's going on. I don't know either. There's a police situation.
Police and fire.
Yeah, something going on.
Some dude's mom's out on the
street. She's wandering around the street fake smoking.
Oh, man. Lisa!
She wants to meet Ray Romano. Somebody.
Where's the remote?
But yeah, everybody's got to exit at 51st Avenue because everything east of that is ruined by something and details are coming
west
in.
West of that. It's westbound. Westbound I-10.
Oh, it is? Nobody's going
to
west.
To the I-17.
Oh, no kidding. I thought it was the other way. So everybody headed in or out of Phoenix.
To Buckeye. All those people going to Buckeye.
Don't worry about it then. What the hell's wrong with all of you? Where are you going to Buckeye first thing in the morning? Good God, reassess your life while you're sitting in traffic. Your first move this morning is to drive to Buckeye? Oh, there's a better way. There's a better way, Eric.
From Gilbert.
Eric, give these people all those pills. What a terrible idea. Yeah, you're driving to Buckeye to start your day? Oh, that is like starting your day by rubbing your face on a cheese grater. Don't do it. It's 6:09, so yeah, the freeway is a disaster. Everybody's getting off at 51st Avenue, so all the way back to the I-17 and probably beyond.
And beyond,
that.
Now it's to the tunnel.
Man, skip it. Skip work today.
No estimated time of opening.
Nobody goes west.
Everybody goes
downtown. All the traffic goes directly
downtown. There's people
downtown.
That work out there.
Yeah,
they shouldn't.
We should.
There's like
that giant Amazon fulfillment center.
Everyone should. Yeah, but you should
live
out there.
Every town should be
there's
one
a big
direction.
REI out in Waddell.
Everybody should be going the same way. That would make everything so much easier, but I don't understand why you would drive. If you work at the Amazon Center, why are you living anywhere but near it?
Right.
Oh, I doing real estate?
No, no.
It's amazing. People will drive from Santan to Glendale.
Oh, my God.
If I worked at the Amazon Fulfillment Center and all the houses around it are $150, I would live near the Amazon Fulfillment Center.
You would think.
Yeah.
Just make sure you reassess that. The one-hour commute's not going to be that bad.
No.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Always is.
I'm going against the grain. I'm going west. I mean, nobody goes west, right?
It always shocks me.
Yeah,
always shocks me. I'm like, really? You're down to drive that far?
You want to live in Queen Creek and work out there in Avondale?
Okay. It's your life, you know.
You have idiot tattooed your forehead, but follow me.
Free country.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me, but good luck to all of you. I'm sorry.
You get a big house out there, though.
I know, that's what I'm saying, but you got to live near the thing.
No.
You should.
If you want a big, you want a 2,500 square feet.
Maybe this sprawling mass of Phoenix that's all over. If you work at Buckeye and live in Queen Creek, you're just an attention whore.
Yeah.
You just want to tell that story every time you meet
someone. Just waiting for the new freeway,
I've
John.
Never met anyone who goes, well, I live in Queen Creek, but I work in Buckeye, and it's great. They always start that story like, we live in Queen Creek, and I work all the way. I work on the other side of town. I'm 3 hours a day. I'm like, why are you bragging almost? You're an attention whore. There's houses out there. Live by it.
Think how much of their life is gone.
Yeah.
You know, just sitting in traffic.
My stupid friend Mark worked right here at like 24th Street and Camelback for years and lived out there like Germain and Val Vista.
Yeah.
And he'd leave for work an hour early, sit in traffic for an hour, get to work a little bit early, sit there, and then wait an hour after work was over and then drive another hour back. I'm like, that's 4 hours wasted a day. And he's like, yeah.
And now you know why he goes nuts in Vegas.
Why he goes nuts. Yeah. Why he goes nuts
anywhere.
And now he's like right down the street from me. He works less. He could walk to work now, and I swear to God, he is happier than I've ever seen him. It's got to be thrilling to eliminate that from your life. It's dumb. Anyway, well, you're in it now, so. The I-10's a disaster, so I guess if you're dying to get to Buckeye this morning, there you go. That's stupid. Let's get a wake-up song. 585-9800, a good one, and we'll start this day off beautifully. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.